Welcome back into Road Dog Live. I'm Casey, hanging out with Tim Norlin of Rail Transport. If you guys want to find out more, go to rail.jobs, R-O-E-H-L.jobs, or R-A-I-L.jobs. You guys make it so easy.
We do. We don't want to miss anybody.
I know, people that can't spell, like me. It's all good. I think it sounded like rail.
Yeah. Oh, how people butcher that name.
I'm sure. I know there are other companies. We won't get into that now, but they have a real hard time directing people where they want them to go.
Right.
A lot of trucking companies have a lot of similar names out there, but a lot of them don't have similar companies, and so that's why we're talking today. So with regard to the recruitment and retention, what do you think you're going to hear over the next 3 days about what some of the going concerns are with recruitment and retention?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of carriers, view recruiting as a cost to be controlled, right? So when things slow down, cut recruiting. Just cut the budget. Get rid of recruiters. Lay them off. And as soon as there's signs that they're going to need drivers, oh boy, ramp it up. Spend here's a blank check. Go spend money. Hire recruiters. Get busy. Get going. And I know there was a lot of that this last go round. And I'm sure meeting with a lot of my peers, so I'll hear about that. But you know, there were some smart carriers. I consider us a smart carrier. We took our foot off the gas. Very, very, very slightly. Like I said, we changed some of our hiring areas. We changed our driver offerings, but we never stopped hiring. We never stopped marketing. We still want to talk to drivers because while we might not have a position for you today, 3 months from now, we probably will. And I want to be able to come back to you and call you and say, hey, you know that home daily position you were looking for? I got it.
Yeah.
Are you interested? These carriers that shut everything off, they don't have a bench. They don't have, they don't have a database of drivers that they can go reach out to. And a lot of them don't keep good records either, why the driver reached out to begin with.
Right.
So,
right.
And that's something that we do. You know, something that's popping up everywhere is artificial intelligence. It's everywhere.
Gosh. Yeah.
There's a session on that. And, you know, a driver said it best 2 weeks ago. We do driver surveys all the time, onboarding surveys, you know, tenure surveys as they're going along. And why did you choose rail? And the driver said, you were the first company where I actually talked to a human being.
There you go.
Yeah. He says, I actually talked to a recruiter when she answered the phone. I could tell she was a human and not a bot. And that means a lot. Now, some people don't care. I care. I've been stuck in those call center cycles where I just want to talk to a representative and I can't get through it. And the recruiting process is hard enough for a driver. Changing jobs, looking for a job is hard enough. Why make it even harder by dealing with a bot? I'm curious to see people say, oh, we're figuring it out. We can do things behind the scenes that make it better. Well, show me.
Right. I had an interview yesterday, actually, with TruckerPath, and this is an app that provides a lot of information to drivers in real time, crowdsource type information. He talked about AI and how that's changing how their application helps drivers. So the functionality that AI is providing that product is very beneficial to the end user. But when it comes to recruiting and developing a relationship with somebody and entering into an agreement to come work, I mean, that takes a personal, you want to feel as if you're jumping into something that you can feel good about.
Right.
I mean, AI is non-emotional.
Right. Yep. I can see it being beneficial for the process. Like,
exactly.
I'm driving down the road, but I'm looking for a job. I don't have time to stop and sit down on my phone and fill out an application that's going to take me 30 minutes with my thumbs. But if you can interact with a bot and it will help you do it, that's a little bit different. So.
Yep. I like the idea of being able to talk to my device so I don't have to, I can be truly hands-free and say, hey, TruckerPath, tell me what parking is available in 30 miles and have the app just go to work for me.
Yeah.
But if I say, hey, find me a job where I can have the home time I want, the income that I need, the benefits that I desire, it's not going to be able to kick that back to you. You got to be able to sit down and talk with somebody and say, show me what you got.
Right. Everybody's got a different need. Any job seeker out there is looking for something unique to them. You know, sure. And the only way you figure that out is by having human-to-human interaction.
Yeah, hey, I couldn't agree with you more. So what about what Rail has to offer? What are you guys talking about these days with packages for folks?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we continue to have that traditional long haul over the road. Now, we're a little bit different. Our over the road is 11 to 14 days out, not the 3 to 4 weeks. You can stay out as long as you want.
Sure.
But most of our drivers are out 11 to 14, and then they go home for 2 to 3 days off. Our regional fleets continue to be very popular. Those drivers are typically home weekly. We try and do 48 hours. You know, there might be a load every once in a while. You're out in 34 hours. But for the most part, our ops team has done a really good job of getting drivers home for 48. Dedicated's coming back strong right now. So we've had a lot of openings on our dedicated fleets. The nice thing about the dedicated fleets, they might be a dedicated run, or it might be just a dedicated customer that you're hauling for. The nice thing with that, we know where the freight lanes are, and we can offer very consistent home time. Those dedicated drivers are home weekly. Some are home daily. Some are home 2-3 times during the week, and then home on the weekends as well. Mm-hmm. And slowly but surely, our home daily business is coming back, and that's good to see, because that was, like I said, that was a huge lift for us when COVID boom was at its peak in 2022. We were hiring a lot of home daily drivers, and we had the freight volume that we were able to do that and keep those sure. drivers, you know, running 400-500 miles a day and still sleeping in their own bed at night. That was sweet.
That's important. I had 2 sleepless nights the last couple of nights until I got back to my bed. So yeah. I totally get that. Okay, we did a survey a mm-hmm. couple of weeks ago about how many drivers had ever slept or called their truck their home for more than 6 months. So you just said that they can stay out longer than that 14 days. Is there a policy at Rail that you couldn't live in the truck?
No, there isn't. But everybody needs time away.
Everybody needs time away. You need to be able to get away
yeah,
from it.
Yeah, I might want to send somebody for a psychological evaluation if they just want to live in their truck. No pun. I'm just being funny here. I know some people do live in their truck, but by gosh, take a break. Go see the sights. Just get out of that confined space and spend some time. You know,
they take their vacations away. In Marshfield, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I tell you what, our drivers there. They're hilarious. We've got a group of drivers. They've got a Facebook page, and they're kind enough to share comments with us about what they're talking about and where everybody's going to meet that night and have dinner and stuff like that. I think it's great, but I don't think we have anybody that like stays in their truck 12 months out of the year. But we do have drivers that will stay out 2-3 months at a time and bank that home time,
sure.
and then take a couple weeks off. So the productivity of those drivers is through the roof. You know, they're running on their recaps. They're old salt drivers that know how to do that and do it well.
Mm-hmm.
And more power to them if that's what they want to do. We'll let them do it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's not the the status quo driver these days.
No. Most of today's drivers, like the drivers that got in to the industry during the COVID boom, they're struggling right now. They don't know how to handle this because they're being asked to do things that, well, that's not what I joined up for. But you got to chase the freight where the freight is. And if that means staying out an extra night or two or taking that extra load to you know, get your productivity and get your miles, that's what you got to do. And that's been a real challenge for a lot of folks that have never been through a freight cycle before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's similar back in the 2006, 2007 time frame, I was selling some vocational trucks and down in Columbia, Tennessee. And I was talking with a business owner, and he said, a lot of these guys come in, they get a used dump truck, and they're hauling gravel for $60 a load. He said, and those people cannot survive on that, but there's so much work, and they figure they're going to get it done. And then once it gets tough, they can't make it on $60 a load. So I think there's a lot of value in making sure that you set your expectations realistically for income, for how much you got to charge for a load, and just stay the course because you got to be able to ride the peaks and the valleys in this industry.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I listen to a lot of webinars, you know, usually it's over lunch. So I'll sit at my desk with my headphones on and listen to a webinar while I'm eating. And one was, economic update of the industry. And the industry has lost, I think the speaker said, and this was 2 weeks ago, 700,000 trucks have exited the market.
Yep.
And most of those are the expedited, the home daily type drivers that went out and bought a truck. They were a company driver. They went out, they bought a truck. Freight rates were through the roof, and now things have turned south. And like you said, they can't make it. They can't make it with that high truck payment. They bought a used truck when the market was sky high. And he says, you know, the sad thing is we've lost 700,000, but we still need to lose about 200,000 more before we get back to equilibrium.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of people who look at the analytics of trucking are banking on a certain number of exits from the industry because that affects what freight's available for the carriers that decide they can weather the storm. And that's something that I never considered before, that analysts are planning on a certain amount of exits from the industry, more capacity for the big boys.
Yeah, well, we still have more capacity today than we did in 2019 before COVID hit.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, there you go. Sit tight. Tim Norland hanging out with us. We're talking a little bit about rail transport. He is the vice president of driver employment with that fine company. If you guys have some questions, comments, you want to talk with Tim, he'd be taking that call. 888-876-2336. I'm KC in Nashville, Road Dog Lives on Sirius XM.